And it's Almighty SOT Radio.
Hey, 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 hey.
Right now, we're going to pray in.
Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory. Forever. In Jesus' name, the great Lord God Almighty. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. No, and it's Saint Boy on SOG Radio. And I got my he's filling in for Larry right now. I got my co-host.
It's a new co-host.
It's called his name, That Nigga Black.
That Nigga Black.
That Nigga Black.
Hostess with the mostest. He's the hostess with the mostest.
I'm happy to be here to be with my brother and my friend Alan. Thank you.
Amen. Now we got Almighty SOG, that nigga black. That nigga black.
God is good.
Nigga in the back.
The nigga in the back with the black on.
Oh, sir, man, you know what? Rosa Parks get all this stuff for you to get off the back of the bus. The nigga, you still sit in the back. But now, you know what? This week been good. You know, it's been spiritually, like, beautiful. I don't know the word, but it's like it's been building my spirit. And I was talking to my mom Sunday. And she missed me talking to her. Nigga, I'm way back here. But in the midst of me talking to her, you know what thing I realized?
What you realize?
How would they say? My grandmama prayed. And took the time to pray for me. I'm so glad she prayed for me. You know, this week, you know, you know, that's what I've been building on spirit because I was talking to my mom like, Dave, you know, we have a real covering, a real like protection, you know, real invisible bubble. You know,
I don't know. Time for one.
Hang it up.
Hang it up.
I like to say
that,
you know, I like to say that for just being able to build my spirit up with my brothers.
Amen. Now they gonna keep calling like, dang. You doing something. No.
No, they don't.
I don't even know what to sit this, man. Forget it. This is going to die. It's going to die anyway. Forget it. Dang. All right. Now we got the host. I've been having a good week. Trials and tribulations, you know. God's just been showing me that I need to take more responsibility. You know, nobody want to be really responsible. Niggas never want to be responsible. Exactly. You know, he's just been really testing my spirit. He's been testing my spirit. Make sure I make the right choices and make sure these people stop calling. But yeah, all I can really say is, he can do it for you, but you got to put in the effort.
Yeah.
He can do everything for you, but you got to put in the effort, you know.
Well,
with Black always saying, he always saying, works without faith is dead. So I'm thinking faith without works is dead. And we was talking, we was sitting down at the IHOP, you know, having good laughs. And I haven't laughed like that in a good minute, you know. And it's crazy to say that.
He's a goofy.
But, yeah, I'm goofy. But to say that, you know, it's good, you know, to sit down.
You're not goofy. You just look like you could sit and you owe about three people $20.
Oh,
yeah, that's because why I got it?
I ain't got nothing for you. No, but you know, it's good to sit down. It's good to sit down with my fam, you know, and just have good laughs and talk about, you know. Oh, yeah, we got to pray this dude in.
Well,
Amen. Put that on your head, boy.
S-O-G.
Yeah, take it through.
I mean, everybody got to
take
their
toupee on. Yeah. You got a
toupee.
I just take the whole toupee off.
Hey,
I'm
about to have the end of the mic.
It's okay. Now, bro, did you go cheap? You don't have no hairline.
He on him. Jump him.
Look at your hairline. Your hairline throwing out game style.
Well, stop playing. We get
an airline. Let me talk to my man. I'm going to come back to you. Let me talk to my guy real quick.
All right, Oz.
Look, you're going to have to come closer because I know you be whispering and stuff. You can't be whispering. Yeah. Drinking your inshore. You're going to have to come up.
He came with an inshore.
I'm not going to. Let the man talk. He looking at the trash right now.
my dick.
I'm digging
up the church.
I'm like, ah.
Let my guy talk. He hasn't said one word. I know he's gonna.
Are we topic?
After all your weekend, what?
Oh, yeah.
The topic is how do you feel about Japan being cut out of the United States?
Ooh, 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 ooh. That's what I love.
You doing this on purpose now.
His nickname is Whisper.
You're over there with the soft Michael Jackson voice.
My wings and blessings always.
Amen. Now you're talking like a man. Amen.
Crossover
SOG.
And like the next subject, I mean the subject that's gonna come up, man, is really exciting. So let's get to it, man.
So we were sitting down, we were talking, and I didn't even know he was gonna be the co-host today. My co-host, you know, he gave me a good idea. He said, "What are your goals, and what are you doing to reach them?" He said, "What you say? You want to say it better than that?"
I'm the host of What's the Most. This that nigga Black and Jack. He always learns about.
Hostess. Hostess is a sweet snack. You're not sweet, bro.
You don't hold an open bottle around electricity.
Hostess. You want to get electric?
You a host?
The topic was, you know, we was in IHOP, you know, prior to when my boy was saying, you know, what's happening, a good time and enjoy a laugh. He was thinking about a topic, and I kind of sat there and I just asked the spirit and resonated with the fact of like, and asked myself, what am I doing here? You know, what are my goals? What am I going to do to reach my goals? And when I reach my goals, is that what I plan on moving forward? So the core, the topic is basically, what is your plan and why are you here? You know, and so I will start it off, you know, the reason I'm here, you know, first of all, you know, I'm here, you know, under the ordinance of God, but first off, you know, I'm here to express my talents, you know, to show my talents, and I feel my talent is, you know, reaching people through music, you know, sitting there and just being able to, you know, sit with people and express my feelings, how I feel, you know, how they feel, and, you know, coming up with a medium dominator, you know. And so I say my goal is to be the best man I can be. And what am I doing to reach it? You know, the Bible says, you know, we have to work by the sweat of our brow. You know, it's crazy. The new year, you know, I told my bro right here, I said, my nigga, I'm not doing no 2020, what do they call it?
Resolution.
You know, I said, but you know, I said, bro, I'm about to go into 2020. I ain't gonna remember. I said, bro, my 2020 is gonna be hard work and motivation. And so that's what I'm doing to reach my goals, you know, is working hard and being motivated in the work that I'm doing. And you ask me how. You know, right now, keep an eye on it. I'm out of like my job. But, you know, my motivation is, you know, to get that check and to pay my tithes, you know, and at work. So, you know, that's what I'm doing to reach my goals, and that's why I'm here. You know, to work, you know, that's why I'm here to work, you know, pay my tithes, you know, do the best I could by God. Because, you know, I do realize, you know, we're all sinners who fall short, you know, but you don't have to practice sin. But anyway, that's what I'm doing, you know. I'm sitting here working to reach my goals. I refuse to sit here and to sit on my butts, you know, and be a free butt.
Amen.
You know, I refuse not to work. And I refuse not to at least try to follow the steps of God. You know, right. So that's what I have to say.
Amen.
I mean, for you to stay on the job that you don't like, man, because normally, you know, youngsters nowadays, man, they
ought
to be gone.
That's a separate
man.
Look, he's talking today. That boy's talking today.
He got blubbered on.
I'm slowly creep over here with the mic in action. Yeah.
It's just a false step. Like,
yeah.
I don't really care about a final goal. Not money. I'm not out to make money. Like, it don't matter. The money don't come. Money don't come. Like, y'all switch up next year and tell me, okay, I need you in Africa. Like, I'm going to Africa. Like, that's just the whole point of the follow the steps that led before me. That's just what I'm on right now. Whatever it is that God is going to use me for, that's what I'm meant to be in.
And
that's just the whole goal. That's going to be my goal from right now. That's what's never going to change.
Amen.
You know what I mean? It's never going to be different. So the path might be different, but the goal is never going to change. So
amen.
Right.
I hope we never have to go to Africa.
You know what?
Deacon, he want to talk today, so let's see if you got something to say.
At this point, I feel like it's pretty much all money in.
Whatever comes in, it comes in. Pay what I got to pay.
Come on.
And get the job done.
That's right.
I want to add something. You know, they say faith without works is dead. So,
yeah.
Incorporating a question.
I like having a host that talks.
Good work.
Yeah.
I'm that nigga back in the back that always won blood. Nigga, that's my quote. But I want to incorporate in a topic. It's like what are we doing to reach our goals? You know what I mean? Like, because it's like, you know, not trying to pick. I'm not picking on nobody. You know, but. What are we doing to reach our goals? You know what I mean? We can just say, like, my man, he's saying, oh, I want to be the next radio station host that's bigger than
Sway.
Sway, you know what I mean? You know, and the question will be, you know, what are you doing to get there? You know,
He's
already effort. He's supposed to be. All he got to do is don't change.
Even though, you know, my co-host always forgetting the laptop.
Let me help you with that detail stuff. In this time, there's no such thing with the detail. If you just can't get on the path that's been assigned for you to follow, unless you have your own agenda. If you have your own agenda, then the Holy Spirit is not in it. There's two things. That's why you divide the waters. There's two types of spirits, right? So if you have your own agenda, what are you doing to do that? But if you're in the kingdom, he gives you steps. Do this.
Order steps.
The steps have been ordered. Now, if you do that, right, then you have to come back. The Lord has rewards you for that.
Right?
Amen.
Amen.
Right? So the end of mine is to be rewarded. You would never get my mind anymore. I'm not doing this for the money. You'll never get that no more. I could be a cat for real every time. Do you see this cat? He's like,
yeah. No.
So, we as sons of God have steps.
Amen.
And if the Bible says, order my steps. These steps have been ordered. Each one of them. We have a step, and then we sit back and see what the Spirit is doing.
Mm-hmm.
The Spirit, you can't do those steps, man.
Amen. Yeah, if anybody out there in prayer, you know, you got something you want to talk about, a question you need to ask, just call in and we'll answer that question and pray for you. Now I'm going to go, you know, I'm going to ask Wago if you can set fire to the mic real quick.
And that's my goal. My goal is His will. I can't front. All the goals I done had in life, it was mine. It fell short. So my goal.
Say that again.
All the goals I done had in life, it was mine, and it fell short. So my goal is His will and my plan and my steps to do that is obedience. Obedience.
You're sacrificing yourself again. There's only one God. There's only one Father. There's only one, right? So all of this stuff that you're doing, you're just practicing going to hell. You know, and He created that too. So at the end, we know we win, right? So when you hear Son of God speak, remember, these steps have been given to them. They don't even know it. And they're not following them. Or the steps haven't been given to them yet because they're not ready. Jesus put them on steps.
They're not ready to
be the one that you embarrass for God. He's not that. You know, he just got that. He's going to represent him.
Amen. Then we're going to ask OC, the first disciple. Joe goes on.
Well, it's a little difficult for this because I made a pledge last Sunday. So one day, like no other, it makes my heart smile. My first lady. I told her everything I bring in this church, the next 2 months I pledge to her in her name. So I had to think of something worthy of a great lady. So I went out to the city. I chose three places to clean because of what's wrong there, and which she would not even tolerate any of this. The church, the building in this church, the lady is a great lady. So I chose a one in Seventh, you know, downtown, one in DeVore, and the other was yet to come, and they're all going now. I've been booking the last week. It's so praise to God for honoring with a person like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure she'll be impressed when I'm done. Impressed the fact that I was able to get it done.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Hey, the amount of trash in the city of San Bernardino, they don't want you to come in because they don't want nobody else in. So I went in without anything else but me.
Mm.
And when it's done, everybody will know because they already know now. They're asking now, what are you doing?
Mm.
I said, God's work.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
That's
so you know
it's that.
Yeah. What I'm doing is, you know, I give everybody else time for all God's will. And it's like I'm just trying to wake up every morning and just stay in my lane, play by the rules. Because if you don't play by the rules, it's you know, like less like my car, I didn't pay no insurance.
Oh,
yeah. I'm sick of it in with husband, but we've got it. Learn from that, play by the rules.
That's crazy because Lady April said that last Sunday, didn't she? Play by the rules.
There's no city, there's no kingdom, there's no school, there's no church. If you don't have rules.
You don't have laws.
People don't want laws in church. In order to break a law, you go against it, right? So, and so when it comes to law, church, they're trying to break that down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so God was glad.
Niggas don't care about the law. Mm-hmm. Niggas want to steal from the store, but be mad when somebody steals from them.
Ah, gonna kill them.
What's up, Biscuit man?
Hey, it's all good. I got the chicken and the biscuit.
Oh.
Nigga, man, I'm gonna catch you one day. You ain't gonna have no smart remarks to say.
I thought the only way you gonna catch me is if you get hit 225 on the bench press.
I'm tired of y'all talking about my weight. Look, I was born this way, and this is the way I want to be. If I wanted to be bigger and look like I was taking steroids, I'd be in the gym every day.
I used to be 300 pounds. I said before you 230 pounds. I put on weight. But long story short, I didn't say it once. I'm going to say it again. My ultimate goal is to have unequivocal faith.
Hmm.
So what I mean by that is faith is not easily shaken. You feel me? My friend, Jatoya, she made a statement today, and it just made so much sense because every time I miss a men's meeting, I be feeling conflicted in my spirit. Last week, I was sick as a dog, but I was still convicted in my spirit. So I've been stressed out lately, you know, trying to figure out how I'm gonna get, you know, out of the hole that I dug myself in. Like, you know, bro said, you gotta play by the rules, and you know, I'm playing by my rules, and I was trying to, you know, run from the rules. But long story short, I keep getting all these job offers, you know, and these are direct hires. He's like, hey, yeah, we want you to work. Oh, we want you to work 4 days a week. We want you to work 4 days a week. I'm like, 4 days a week, that's cool. But it's Wednesday through Saturday. I can't work on Sabbath. Oh, but it's Saturday, Sunday. I can't work Sabbath or I can't work on the Lord. I got to go to church. You know, so she made a statement this morning and she was like, Jay, this is just a test, you know. It's a test whether you gonna step back and just give your faith to God and basically let God provide you what you need, or you going to sit here and be like, you know what, I'm going to take this job, I'm going to do it myself. And how many times have I fall flat on my face doing it myself? Too many times to count. So it's basically like what Bishop was saying too, you know. It's like if you're going to come into this thing, you got to come in, you know, sipping on some Similac. You can't be eating meat, you feel me, because you're going to show. You feel me? Nah, I don't do no inshore. You know, I'm too big as it is. I don't need no more weight on me. I'll be, you know, slim fast might even work for me, but you know, that's a long story. That's a different story. But like I said, my ultimate goal is unequivocal faith. And what I'm doing to reach that goal is I'm trying to spend more and more time with Jesus. I'm trying to spend more and more time with the great Lord God Almighty, Jesus Christ. I told my friend, I was like, look, I don't want social media no more. Every time I get on social media, you know, all these tendencies come up, these worldly tendencies, like, oh, look what he got, look what he got, look what he got, look at, he got a business, look, he got a car, look at this, blah, 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 blah. I'm just like, and then what really stymies me is how niggas is real life on there, flashing 10, 20, 30, 50, 100 racks. And I had a conversation, I had a conversation with the Uber driver the other day, and I was literally, this is how messed up my week was. This woman calls me. She's like, Jay, we got a job for you. Come apply for the job. I was like, all right, bet. I'll be there. So I got it over to it was in Riverside. I get there. You know, they're like, oh, we're gonna call you back to get a drug test. I'm like, look, I got to hop the bus. So I don't want to come back to get a drug test. I can't just take a drug test right now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pass. I'm clean. They was like, okay, well, we're going to talk about it. Took the drug test. Mm-hmm. An hour later, she's like, oh, we ain't got the job for you. So I'm like, okay, so you made me wait 2 Ubers to get here. But on the way back, I was talking to the Uber driver, and he was from Syria. And he was talking about how, you know, 10 years ago, plus years ago, Syria was such a beautiful place before that war broke out and everything. And now the American dollar versus their dollar has dwindled so much to the point where they could go to work for an entire day and not even make 75 cents, not enough to feed their family. But then he was telling me about some young boy who literally spent $200 to drive from Hollywood out here to pick up a bag for $1,700, a backpack. And he's like, This boy could have went to the dollar store and got the same backpack for a dollar. He literally spent $200 to get here and $200 to get back, $1,700. So he spent over $2,100 just to get a backpack. And then he was telling me about how his family is in turmoil and suffering, and they don't even know what they're going to eat tonight. You feel me? Yeah. So it really just boggles my mind how we are so caught up on this first world problem. We could spend 6 hours going to the club. We spend 3 hours watching the Super Bowl, but we can't spend a full hour with Jesus Christ, the great Lord God Almighty. And it just really, really just, it's sad, you know? Like, everybody that I meet is so sad. I had a dude come up to me on the street today talking about, can I get some mess from you? I said, brother, you need Jesus. You feel me? Like, I don't even look like a dude who does mess, but it's sad. And I'm going to end it with this. There's this dude that I watch on YouTube. His name is Naftali. Shout out to Naftali. He's a good dude. Everything that he talks about, he backs it up with the King James. The King James or nothing.
That's right.
You feel me? You roll with it to get rolled over. Right. He backs it up with King James, and he's talking about how Satan has us going every which way but the way that God wants us to go. Mm-hmm. And when I listen to my brothers and I listen to what they're talking about, especially here around this table, around this covenant, we're talking about how we're going to get closer to God. We're going to follow God's footsteps. My boy said he ain't worried about the money. I can respect that. I wasn't worried about the money either until, you know, Satan was like, damn, you got to hit this bill. Damn, you got to hit that bill. Damn, you can't get your car because you can't, you know. It's just like, it stresses you out. Exactly. I'm not worried about it, but I need it. But then God said, don't worry, I got it. I'm just like, you know what? Mm-hmm. Please fall back.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, the word this week, unequivocal faith.
Mm-hmm.
That was an ordeal.
Yeah, it was an ordeal.
Yeah, that was good, though. I like that. You got something to say, else?
Yeah.
About your goals?
About my goals?
Yeah.
Goals. I do. Well, I definitely wanted to, like, you know, start my business, Glitter Toast. I have all of, like, you know, my ideas set in place. I always talk to Larry, like, we'd be on the phone for hours, like, you know, I'm like, man, I want to do this, I want to do that. And I just feel like I'm not focused enough. I feel that I definitely need to get closer to God because I feel like I'm enjoying life a little too much. And I feel that, like, you know, those things are kind of hindering me from being able to reach my goals because everything is there. It's just like,
yes, it
I'm just so quick to just hop on a plane and be like, okay, let me go real quick. And then when I come back, I'm exhausted and, you know, from work and things like that. And just me not being able to, like, you know, I feel like I have a good relationship with God, but I feel like I'm not devoting enough time to him. Like he said, I can go out, I can go, you know, yeah, book a flight, go here and there, but I can't spend three hours with God on a Sunday, or you go to Bible study and things like that. And I feel like those little things can really just help me out through the week and like, you know, just keep me level-headed and just keep me focused because I'm definitely not focused right now. I'd be worried about what's going on around me. And, like, you know, when I talk to Larry on the phone, like, he just motivates me so much. I just want to just drop my job and, you know, just want to just stay focused on my dreams and my goals and what I want to do because I want to be a supermodel one day. And I definitely do. I want to be a supermodel one day. And I'm just like, you know, a lot of people be like, wait, like, but you, there's no dream. Like, you know, I could just keep on, like, of course I'm going to dream, but, like, just even just work with, like, you know, I thought I would just, like, surround myself around people that want good for me as well and that want good for themselves, because if I'm surrounded by a bunch of people that don't want it for themselves, that are content with their life, then, or don't want to go to church and things like that, because I don't want to go to church. I'm like, oh, I want to go, I want to pay tithes, I want to, like, you know, get, like, you know, give back and things like that. But they'd be like, oh, I'm tired. But, like, you wasn't tired when you was at the bar last night. So, someone let us know. So, I definitely feel like I'm not focused. But I know, like, you know, if I continue to stay prayed up and just devote my life to God and just get closer to Him, He'll supply me with whatever I need. And so, I definitely just need to get back focused and just around myself, around people that want what's best for them and then want what's best for me. And that, you know, that we all just uplift each other and not hating on each other. Because that's another thing, you know, you surround yourself around people that secretly don't want what's best for you. But, you know, that ain't nothing but the devil in disguise. So, you know, you just got to stay prayed up and stay prayed up for others, too, because you never know what they're going through. And you got to be kind to other people, too, because I feel like you get what you give. Whatever you give out, that's what you're going to receive.
Come on.
And I feel that if you're just constantly rude and mean to people, or you just are just trying to just do, like, scandalous things to other people, you will never be blessed for that. And I'm just a firm believer of that. So that's why I just try to do good and do right. Even though I know I'm not perfect, I do repent and I do ask for forgiveness. But I definitely, I'm just trying to do better in life, and I just need to stay focused on my dreams and my goals or whatever I have set forth in place. And I know God got me. I just got to continue to just to give more to Him.
Amen.
And I just want to say, so I know I really like that you guys have this here. Like, I came in to get my nails painted by my friend, and I didn't expect it. And I actually tuned in, like, a few weeks ago, you know, because people were, like, calling in and, you know, just letting them know how, like, you know, you guys were asking them questions and stuff. And I just, like, really love this because you don't see this, like, a group of men on a Saturday afternoon. This is amazing. This is amazing. And, like, I was a mass communications major in college. Yeah, this is amazing stuff. So, like, when I see stuff like this, I'm like, whoa, like, a group of black guys at that. Like, they could just be on the corner smoking, drinking, whatever.
Anything,
right? Yeah, yeah. This is amazing. Like, I really I'm going to always support, like, this. I'm going to definitely support this because, like, this is just amazing. Just seeing, like, you know, a group of black guys just sitting here talking about, like, you know, their goals and stuff in church, and they're not out there trying to figure out what's the plots for tonight. Like, you know, like, that's, like, I love that. Like, I really like that. Like, that means a lot because, like, you guys are, like, really changing the game. And hopefully you guys can just multiply and just, like, you know, change the world because this is amazing.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hey,
a good
one.
He really focused it with you.
Hey,
man.
and you want to be a part of building,
come on,
and not trying to take from the empire, take from the vibe, like that just blows my mind. I swear, don't. Everybody act. The only two people that I can ask to come help me move my storage is these two. I can't hit nobody up that been hitting me on that web paint. Let me get a free painting. All right, hey, come help me move my storage. Oh, I'm busy. I got the kids today. Oh, word. I can't call nobody. You know what I'm saying? And these people hit me constantly. Messages. Hey, wait, man, I need this. I got a party I'm going to, and I need... No, because... You know what I'm saying? And I'm not even just talking about regular people. I'm talking about celebrity people, too. Hit me. Oh, hey, you doing fan art? Fan art? Like, what are you talking about? No, I'm not doing no fan art. Everything that I'm doing is... You know what I'm saying? I'm not doing none of that stuff. I'm not doing nothing for free. Nothing. Because that's not what it's about. I'm trying to build, and they see y'all already own.
Yeah.
You got it. It's not... You know what I'm saying? You could use it as a tax write-off, whatever. Like, don't do that.
Yeah.
I know the ins and outs. I just got messages from people, so... The goal is to be the best in the world as a painter. I know that this is a gift that God gave me, and I'm not going to do nothing else.
Yeah.
When I was working at a job, they were saying, what are you doing here? Like, why are you here? And I never understood it until, like, a few weeks ago. I was like, dang, man, them Hispanic ladies. And I seen a post that your best friends will be, like, a 60-year-old person, and you're working at a warehouse.
Yeah.
I was working at a warehouse. Some of my best friends was like, 60 years old, and they're like the coolest. I'm talking about warehouse people are like, we all at the same. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing this. These people are like big on Instagram and stuff, but we all at a warehouse right now. Like, we're all here for a reason. We clock in, so nobody here is bigger, and everybody in there is chill. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's like, oh, I'm bigger than you. You know, I do this or that. I had some of the best people that I came across in there, but they was always telling me, oh, why are you here? Oh, I'm only coming to work so I can see what you wear tomorrow. Like, I love your outfits you put together. They telling my supervisors this. They're like, yo, okay, you don't need to be here no more. So then when I quit, I never got to see those people again. I never got to see them again, but I always think about them like, dang, these people used to tell me every day, why are you here working? Why are you doing this? Now that I know what I'm supposed to be doing, like this, I'm not going to turn back, but I'm just working every day to build the goal, to build the dream.
That's right.
I just painted at Mozzie's community center on Friday. I think it was Friday. I think it was Thursday. Friday. One of those days. But he called me, oh, I got the dough for you, blah, blah, blah. Pull up. Got in the car, threw all the paint in there, went. And just started drawing, you know? And then I've been selling paintings back to back. 3 minutes. They going up on Instagram. 3 minutes, $400 paintings. Selling. And it's showing me that I'm going in the right direction. These are like people that collect stuff, people that are just buying stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And these are people that are not trying to jip me.
Mm-hmm.
The prices are not even crazy, to be honest. I don't, it's not about the money. That's the thing. People are like, yo, why are you selling it for $30?
Right.
Because it's never been about the money. I could do this for free. I do it. You know what I'm saying? But it's about the building. It's about somebody throwing in a little change to make me feel good. Like, okay, dang, like you actually appreciate it, you know? Because I'm telling you, bro, when I first started in 2016, I gave away everything. I had the videos on my Instagram. I didn't make no money in 2016. Didn't have no job either. It's just whatever I could get from anybody, I was using that to eat. But that's it. Like, it's not about money, but it's about, if you see it, like, if you see the vision of where I'm going, you're going to jump in like hell. You're going to jump in like my boy David. All of y'all always, if you even just say, oh, yeah, catch the cat, it makes me feel like, dang, that's dope, because this was not real. It wasn't created. It was just in my mind. I seen the character, and now we have product, now we have payments, and now people are like, yo, I want that. Like, Mozzie called me. I want cash on the wall. That's the first thing he said. And I'm like, I got a big cash on the wall. He bought the property. The property's his, so it's not going nowhere. And it's like, that's what you want. Like, you want people to, you know, see that. I'm not trying to think of all the time, but this is serious because this is really, like, what I want to do, and this is all I'm going to do, you know? So I know y'all have some input on this.
I just wanted to say this. Them niggas can wait. I gotta give my goals, because you already said yours.
Yeah.
Okay, now I just wanted to tell this little story, and then I'm gonna get into the goals thing. So it was that day that I was with New York, and we was outside of the post office, and it was this nigga. I guess he was selling something, and the nigga I had on that jacket, Larry. And this nigga's like, oh, where you get that from? Wet Paint made that jacket. He's like, oh yeah, that's my boy. That's my role, dog. I'm like, yeah. Never seen you in my life. Nigga, what are you talking about? Like, nigga, I'll be with this nigga Larry, 24. Never seen you.
But that's your dog.
But that's your homie.
That's my cousin. My own cousin asked me, like, what's he related to? Dad, do you know this man?
Nope. Never seen him before. I don't know, bro.
Hey, the cold part is. We was at the post office, and I didn't even know Larry was going to pull up. Larry pulled up to the post office.
I did.
Walked right past the same nigga. The nigga didn't say nothing to him.
Remember I called you?
Yeah.
I was like, who'd you see at the post office?
Like, you sell the chocolate or something?
Yeah.
I walked past, bruh. Painted up everything. He didn't even say nothing to me.
Goofy.
When he just told me. I can't call me.
I'm like, you know this nigga?
That's your big homie.
My goals is not to cut my mustache this short no more. my goals is not for real though. I want to be great at everything I do. You know, I want to be great. Let me change that. I want to be spectacular at everything I do. You know, I want to be spectacular at playing ball. I want to be spectacular at computers, rapping. Praising the Lord, everything, you know. You know, I made goals for myself once, you know, and I told myself, like, you know, I'm not gonna let this get me down, you know, I'm gonna keep pushing, I'm gonna keep moving, but I wasn't doing it in the right name, you know. I wasn't doing it in God's name. God's name.
Who is that?
Jesus Christ, the great Lord Almighty. So, you know, I had a vision, you know. Black could tell you, I was just in my room, you know, making music off an iPod. I used to make music off an iPod. I used to record it on my iPod, put it on the computer, edit it, all of that, you know, to the point where I was just making people music. I was making covers, you know. I was managing a group to where at the end of it, you know, everything that I did don't exist no more. So, you know, I just sat down one day and I was just thinking to myself, like, why? Like, why I can't get to the goals that I'm trying to reach? Why every time I'm putting 120% in, I'm only getting back 10, you know? And it's crazy, like, me sitting there thinking that it took me going through tragedies. It took me going through what I went through to make it in this house of the Lord. For me to realize what I really need to do, and everything that I need to do is for God and in God's name, in Jesus Christ, the great Lord God Almighty's name, you know. And man, I'm just trying to be the sanest boy in the world, man. I'm trying to be the sanest boy in the world. You feel me? I'm just trying to be the nigga.
I was watching an interview, right? That's with Shaq. You know, he was like, you know. No, first time I was watching him, so DC Young Fly, he was like, you know, it's hard coming. It came as a young comedian. He was like, you know, I forgot the two old heads he was talking about, but they've been in the game for a minute. He was like, you know, they sit there and they try to chip me off wisdom, you know, pointers in the game. He was like, one thing that they always say is, you know, you got to keep working. You know, you just got to keep working. I was watching Bernie Mac, you know, that's what he was saying, you know, just keep working, keep working. I was watching the Kobe interview, you know, rest in peace, you know, in passing. You know, he was like, you know, keep working, you know, and at a point he was like, you know, I love basketball so much. So, you know, prior to him dying, you know, I was tripping, like, damn, like, you know, him working, all these people working and all of this. You know, when I was watching the interview with Shaq, and he was just like, man, all I do is work. I don't have time for family. You know, all I do is work. And so prior to Kobe dying, I was like, damn, what if he loved his helicopter, basketball, and his daughter more than he loved God.
Who's God?
Jesus Christ, the Great God Almighty. You know, so, and I was tripping, like, you know, what if he loved that more than, you know, and he ain't never really took time out? Because I'm like, damn, you're playing live basketball.
Can I just ask that question real quick? Just give you a thought. Okay. If you say he knew the Lord, right? Jesus Christ, the God Almighty. Now, when they did a funeral, right? They did a Staples Center.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard his pastor come up to,
you know, and my point, I never heard his church come forward. And my point exactly. So it's like, you know, all these people, you know, and I was thinking like, dang, you know, they got all the money in the world, you know, such as Kobe people looking like, you know, dang, he died, that's sad. But it's like, you know, he didn't love God. You know, and so I sit back, you know, prior to I heard presently Akeem and Larry, you know, I've been with Larry for a minute, you know, not to go into no specific years, but I've been with him for a minute, you know, when this nigga was sketching with a pencil before he jumped on a pen, you know. One thing I realized is this man, his art and his craft, you know, he didn't put too much into his craft to where he didn't focus on God, you know, to the point it's like, me and Larry, we work the same job, you know. Few people know that, like, we work the same job. I have to see this nigga make hats. Like, I'm doing this nigga's job, and he's just making hats.
Yeah.
Like,
all of that stuff, you know, such as Ebony, her trials, tribulations, those that will land on your children. Because I'm about to pray for you. I said, but now you're in a position to where God gave you wisdom and knowledge, you know, that suffering, you know, He gave you. Now you have to suffer because now you have all the wisdom and knowledge to take care of, to attack it. So she was like, man, but Ebony is just, yeah. I said, don't you think that, and I called my grandfather, Dad. Don't you think Dad thought about that? Don't you think Dad thought about it, you know, the same way that he was raising you? She was like, shut up, I don't like that. I said, but you know what's behind it, you know? And so I say that to say, you know, we all got a covenant in here. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody, I don't care how weird, how rough your past was, you know, how rough it's going to get. I'm going to tell you something right now, I know for a fact. Because the Bible says, you know, Moses said, get on this side. Get on that side. Whoever's not on God's side,
you
can
eat the water,
bro. Tablet till they crash in the middle of the earth.
And
so I say that to say, you know, everybody in here, like Bishop said, we was on God's side.
Yeah.
You know, in process of being on God's side, we had somebody praying for us. Because I guarantee you, every single body in here had a grandmother, grandfather, auntie, or niece, you know, something that was in church. And if you didn't, God sent somebody to pull you into this church. You know, so I'm sorry, bro. I got a few more words.
I shouldn't have to raise my hand and talk. But go ahead, bro. I'm listening, though. I just say that to say,
you know, we got a covenant. And the day we realize it, that's the day when we're going to walk in our fullness, you know, in the fullness thereof, you know, the day we realize is that's the day when we can walk up to the social worker, how Brian was, and say, my nigga, shut up, you working for me. You know what I mean?
Mm.
The day we realize that my grandmama had a covenant over me is the day that I can walk in, do, and say, nigga, shut up, this is mine, I own it. You know, the day we realize that God gave us that part, you know, that's going to be the day we're going to walk in the fullness thereof. You know, that's going to be the day when she's going to be, you know, the model. That's going to be the day when my nigga's the next Picasso.
Yeah.
That's going to be the day you sway boy, say boy, say in the morning. You know what I mean?
All right, let me talk, nigga, because I ain't going to use that word. Let me say this. Nigga, drink some water.
Go to show fall.
Drink the water, nigga. Go ahead.
I'm Bishop Larry Jones, talk over outreach in a beautiful city of San Bernardino. And if you don't believe me, you can find nobody, you can ask me. And at Crossover Reach, you said paper
ready.
Because we keep the paper ready, because we get ready for that paper. Either roll with us,
again,
roll over, or we roll it. King James all
Nathan.
Know this, man. Now, look at this. If my goal, but my goal is this. My goal is to drink more water because the spirit's in the water. And when the water gets to me and I got enough of that, I got good spirit in there. That good spirit in me, I'm going to worship. So I'm going to have a good, solid spirit of worship. Okay, if every man at this time now change your water in your body, natural, everything's natural. It becomes a spirit, water, spirit. And then he starts to worship. Lifting his hands. That's what he has. He's worshiping during the songs in church instead of in the corner just looking. Water. And you start connecting to the water, Remember, I showed you how you had the two glasses, and you put that vibration, the water came out the glass, and they connected
together.
That's the spirit. See, we don't know. I'm going to show you that in the Bible tomorrow. And that's where we're at right now, because when the Japanese people get cut off because of Ebola and Ebola, all the diseases they're throwing on, I never seen a fall of disease on a white man, though. But everybody else, we even get Ebola. But what's going to happen is there's going to be a shortage of food for 6 months.
Huh.
There's going to be a shortage of Apple computers for 6 months.
Huh.
There's going to be a shortage of gas. Anything that comes from Japan for 6 months. What are you going to do when that sticks to my head. Now, the man of God is doing right worship. He's got the right.
Everybody stand up.
Man of your heart. I pledge allegiance,
I pledge allegiance
to the Christian flag,
to the Christian flag,
and to the Savior,
and to the Savior.
Kingdom is there.
For the kingdom is there.
One
brother.
One brotherhood.
One brotherhood.
Under all mankind.
Under all mankind.
With
service and love.
Ah, and Jesus said.
S-O-G.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now,
when we say plan, you guys all should just what?
Huh, know it. Hey, who want to spit some bars real quick?
Yeah, we got
little
time.
Same boy, I ain't care, rap. Just go ahead,
shoot
far back.
Look, I feel like this.
I'm not going to play this.